This is Continuous Coverage.
Continuous Coverage.
Continuous Coverage. In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill
from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast.
That it is, and all this weekend, we are playing back for you some of the most intriguing interviews and conversations that we've had about this case, as well as relevant audio, including interrogation audio from Lori Daybill and many others involved in this case. Full trial coverage starts Monday. For now, take a listen back.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Fun fact, not all of Lori Vallow Daybill's ex-husbands are dead. Did you know that? I know, I feel like we should have a little NBC 1990s star with a rainbow flying over us. Da-da-da-da, the more you know. No, they're not all dead. From Nelson Yanes to Chad Daybill, each of her relationships has been marked by tragedy, though, deceit, and suspicion. We're going to dive deep into the life of Lori Daybill and the trail of ex-husbands that she has left in her wake, some dead, some still alive. Take a listen.
Lori Vallow Daybill's life story is shrouded in mystery and tragedy, marked by a series of marriages that ended in turmoil and death. It is a tale of love, loss, and inexplicable behavior that has captivated the nation and left us wondering how so much tragedy could befall one woman. Lori's first marriage was to Nelson Yanes when she was just 19 years old. They had a son named Colby, but the marriage was short-lived. It was a difficult time for Lori, who was struggling to find her place in the world. She was still young and inexperienced, and the pressures of motherhood proved too much for her. There is very little information available about Nelson Yanes' involvement in his son Colby's life after his divorce from Lori Vallow Daybill. It is unclear whether he had any contact with Colby or played any role in his upbringing. Given the lack of information available, it is difficult to say with certainty what kind of relationship Nelson had with Colby after his divorce from Lori. However, it is clear that Colby's life was marked by a series of tumultuous relationships and tragic events, including the deaths of his half-siblings, Tylee Ryan and J.J. Vallow. Lori's second marriage was to William LaGioia, whom she met at a party in Texas. They married in 1995 and had a daughter named Kylie, but the marriage ended in 1996. It was around this time that Lori's behavior began to take a turn for the strange. The exact reason why Lori Vallow Daybill and William LaGioia divorced is unclear, as the couple has kept details of their brief marriage private. He has not given interviews or made any public statements about Lori or their brief marriage. It is possible that the couple's divorce was due to irreconcilable differences, as is often the case with many divorces. However, given Lori's history of tumultuous relationships and erratic behavior, it is possible that there were other factors at play. Lori became increasingly interested in doomsday beliefs and began to espouse her beliefs to anyone who would listen. She claimed that she was receiving messages from God and that the end of the world was imminent. Her behavior became so erratic that she was eventually excommunicated from the LDS Church. In 1998, Lori married Joseph Ryan, whom she met through the LDS Church. They had a daughter, Tylee Ryan, in 2002. The marriage was tumultuous, and Lori filed for divorce in 2004. During the divorce proceedings, Lori accused Joseph of being abusive and controlling. Joseph was granted visitation rights to see Tylee, but he claimed that Lori was keeping her from him. In 2007, Joseph was found dead in his apartment of an apparent heart attack. However, his body was exhumed as part of the investigation into the deaths of Lori's children, and the cause of death was changed to homicide by suffocation. It was a shocking turn of events that left many wondering what had really happened to Joseph. Lori then married Charles Vallow in 2006, whom she met through the LDS Church. They adopted Charles's grandnephew, J.J. Vallow, in 2013. Charles was a successful businessman, and the couple seemed happy at first. However, it wasn't long before Charles began to notice that Lori's behavior was becoming increasingly erratic. Charles filed for divorce in 2019, claiming that Lori had become obsessed with doomsday beliefs and had threatened to kill him. Charles claimed that Lori had a religious experience in which she believed she was a god assigned to carry out the work of the 144,000 at Christ's second coming. It was a bizarre claim that left Charles and those close to Lori deeply concerned. On July 11, 2019, Charles was shot and killed by Lori's brother, Alex Cox, who claimed self-defense and was not charged. However, there were several red flags surrounding Charles's death. According to Charles's brother, Lori and Alex had tried to kill Charles earlier in the year by shooting him with a stun gun. The night before Charles was killed, he texted his brother and told him that Lori was out of her mind and that he was afraid for his life. Lori's beliefs and behavior became increasingly erratic after Charles's death. She became involved with a group called Preparing a People, which promoted the idea that the end of the world was imminent. Lori claimed that she was a god assigned to carry out the work of the 144,000 at Christ's second coming. It was during this time that Lori met Chad Daybell, a self-published author who wrote about doomsday and near-death experiences. They became friends and corresponded through email and text messages. Lori was drawn to Chad's teachings, and the two grew close. Chad was also married at the time to a woman named Tammy Daybell. However, Tammy died suddenly in October 2019. Her death was initially attributed to natural causes, but it was later discovered that her body had been exhumed as part of the investigation into Lori's children's deaths. Chad and Lori's relationship quickly became romantic after Tammy's death. They were married in November 2019, just a few weeks after Lori's children were last seen. It wasn't long before the disappearance of Lori's children, Tylee and JJ, became a national news story. Lori claimed that the children were with family friends, but no one had seen or heard from them in weeks. The investigation into their disappearance uncovered a web of lies, deceit, and suspicious deaths that left authorities and the public reeling. In June 2020, Tylee and JJ's bodies were discovered on Chad's property in Idaho. Both had been buried in shallow graves, and their deaths were ruled homicides. Chad and Lori were arrested and charged with numerous counts, including first-degree murder. As the investigation into Lori and Chad's crimes continued, more details about their relationship and pasts began to emerge. The deaths of Lori's previous husbands, Joseph Ryan and Charles Vallow, were re-examined in light of the new information. It was revealed that Alex Cox, Lori's brother who had killed Charles, had also killed Joseph Ryan. Cox died in December 2019 of what was believed to be natural causes, but his death is now being investigated as part of the larger case against Lori and Chad. The investigation also uncovered evidence that Lori and Chad believed in a religious doctrine that held that they were chosen ones who would lead a group of 144,000 people during the end of the world. They reportedly believed that Tylee and JJ were zombies who needed to be killed before the apocalypse. The story of Lori Vallow Daybell's life and marriages is a complex and tragic one that has left many questions unanswered. What led her down the path of doomsday beliefs and erratic behavior? What really happened to her ex-husbands? And what drove her and Chad to allegedly kill her own children? The investigation into Lori and Chad's crimes is ongoing, and more details are likely to emerge in the coming months. But one thing is clear, the story of Lori Vallow Daybell is one that will continue to captivate and mystify us for years to come.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Did you know that there were that many husbands? Did you know that there were still some alive? They're not speaking. I don't blame them one bit. Once you escape that, like, I don't want to remember any of those years. I would be curious, though, to learn about the interactions that the surviving exes had with the children from those periods of time in the marriage, how involved they were able to be, or how much possibly Lori made that ridiculously difficult. I don't know. You have a opinion, want to weigh in on the stories that we're covering for you right here, we'd love to hear it. 888 888-555-KILLER, 888-554-5537 to weigh in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any breaking updates or discussions that we're having for you right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.